Thank you very much, Mary, for the introduction. Good morning, all. I will try to present one of the experiences that the Gavi CSO Fund contributed in the pastoralist community of Ethiopia. And it has been demonstrated as follows. So these are the colleagues that have been involved in the process. My presentation outline will be the following: introduction up to the conclusion and recommendation. So for those of you who don't know about Ethiopia, this is the geographic map of Ethiopia, and it has been bordering with six international countries, and as you saw, it indicates the population densities are more concentrated in the central and the northern part of the country, and some of the statistics indicated that currently the population have been grown to 90 million. Of course, it is a projected population, and the growth rate is 2.6 annually, and consecutively other indicators are listed. And one of the prominent achievements that the country have did on the MDG goal is one of the achieving the child mortality rate before 2050, which is 67 per 1,000 live births. So I want to give you some background information about the organization that that supports the immunization activities that in the pastoralist area. So CCRD, it is a consortium of Christian Relief and Development Association. It is the biggest network association in Ethiopia that have 360 members. Faith-based, local, international, so many CSOs have been a member of the consortium, and it has been operating for the last 40 years. And this the core group have joined with the CCRDA to work on the polio eradication initiative since 2001 through the USAID-funded project. And the EPI program in Ethiopia have been started since 1918. It is an old program, but still the pastoralist and part of the semi-pastoralist areas have been not fully reached with the immunization services because of so many factors. You can take the infrastructure and different things. And with this regard, the CCRD core group have took the initiative to work on to support the EPI multi-country plan with the fund from the Gavi CSO. So it will bridge the gap that the civil society will contribute their effort on the immunization activities in the pastoralist community. So you see that the map, the most of the districts that we worked on, the 40 districts, and some of the partners are listed there. There are seven partners working with us as a secretariat model. So the project focuses on strengthening the immunization service, capacity building, and increasing community awareness. So when we come to the study that the project evaluates its performance of the 2 year activity, the general objective is just to determine the level of immunization coverage within that localities, and the specific one is specifically to determine antigens, the coverage of each antigens for the target children, and to assess also knowledge, attitude, and practice of mothers or caretakers on immunization, and to determine also the dropout rate. And the last one is how to see if there is any change from the baseline. So the methodology that we used is we have used 30 by 10 WHO modified cluster sampling technique, and it's also the cross-sectional descriptive method. And the populations are children from 12 up to 23 months and their mothers, and each selected cluster will have 10 eligible children, and a standardized questionnaire with a fixed response category questionnaires or data collection tool have been used, and the data was also double entered into the EPI EP data entry and analyzed through the STATA, and also the descriptive data have been presented through tables and several means. So the result that I'm going to show you that most of the respondents, mothers, responded that 93% they have, the children have been vaccinated, and out of those who said their children have vaccinated, and the only 62% or 63% of them have the vaccination card, that which indicates that there is a problem in the card attrition retention. So we will see back how these things can affect the status of the immunization. And out of those, only 68% were seen during the interview. So the vaccination coverage indicated that you see from here, most of the coverages have been reported high through the mother's response, but the response on the immunization card is a bit lower. So it has its own disparities between the reported by the mothers and by the card. So when you see to the interval between the first dose and the third dose, according to the WHO recommendation in the country immunization policy guideline, there should be 8 weeks from the first dose up to the third dose. So only 21% and 28% of polio and penta coverage up meet their interval. So the rest have shown the disparities. So the immunization dropout is also one of the major findings that have been observed during the study. And you can see that the penta 1 to penta 3 dropout is a bit good, but the penta 1 to measles dropout is getting high, and the same to penta 3 to measles. So when you see to the knowledge and attitude of mothers or caretakers, mothers' knowledge on vaccine preventable disease showed that measles and polio were the two most reported diseases. You know that there are frequent polio and measles SIs. They are well aware of about the polio, so they have good knowledge on polio. But when you see 39% of mothers reported that polio zero should be given within the first 2 weeks, and 47% claim that the repeated dose of polio vaccination can protect the child more. And when you see to the recall on the polio campaign, and majority of the respondents have claimed that their children have been vaccinated during the polio campaigns. And the source of information for the polio vaccination are listed respectively. Most of them are the community level health workers. So the comparison with the baseline indicated that most antigens have been substantially increased based on the report by the mothers, and when you see to the based on the card, polio zero, polio three, penta three, and measles have substantially increased from the baseline. And when you see to the dropout rate, and it is still there needs a lot of work to do on the dropout, because even the Penta 1 to Penta 3 dropout is remarkable, but the polio 1 to polio 3 dropout is again going high, and the rest DPT and measles dropout is also seen here. And the knowledge of mothers is also one of the components, that most mothers have claimed that they have aware of the vaccine preventable disease, but not that much as the polio. So in conclusion, significant increase in the immunization coverage compared to the baseline. There was a considerable difference in the report and the card-based vaccination coverage of all antigens, which indicates there should be a mechanism to retain the card. And low proportion of children got the third dose of polio and penta vaccine, and mothers' knowledge on vaccine preventable decline from the baseline, except those antigens. So the recommendations are collaborative effects are required to increase the vaccination coverage, and vaccination card retention mechanism should be designed to retain at the home level, and interpersonal communication between the service provider and the client is required to reduce the defaulter. And there are mechanisms like tickler box and the house-to-house visit by the community volunteers are very important for reducing the dropout, and improving mothers' and caretakers' knowledge towards the vaccination timing and vaccine-preventable disease is prominent. And there was a higher polio vaccination coverage during campaigns, it will indicate that there is a need to create mechanisms that a house-to-house or to the nearest household level vaccination activity is required. So these are the references. Thank you very much.